Saints going down week three of the season, 15-12 to the Philadelphia Eagles inside the Caesars Superdome. Cajun Cannon, definitely you talk about adversity. Saints, a lot of missed opportunities in this game. The offense couldn't get going, and the defense just didn't hold up late.
Well, what happened to the first two games of the season? That's fantasy. I mean, how we whipped that ass. I mean, against Carolina and
heavy
and
dose of reality in this one.
No, this is more the NFL.
Right.
I mean, if you'd have told me before the game, we're going to be plus one in a turnover margin. And look, Derek threw that interception right at the end, but you're trying to push the ball. So we're still plus four for the season. But if you'd have told me it would have been plus one.
And a block
and punt. I'm not even talking about that. Okay, just look at the turnover margin. Okay, yeah, we always win in special teams. You know, that's one thing. We're going to win in special teams against Atlanta, against Tampa Bay, against the Chiefs. Whoever we play, we're going to win on special teams. But if you'd have told me it would have been plus one in the turnover margin, and I was scoring, we had only held them to 15 points.
Right.
Hell yeah, we're going to win. I said, there's no way we're not going to win. Now, it is reality. Even though you think it's modern-day NFL, you have some old-school scores that come about. You can look at a number of areas, glass half full, half empty. Well, definitely the glass is half empty. This was back to what happened last year. Okay, what do you do? Can you stop the run or can we run the football? If you look rushing, they average 7 yards a carry, 6.9, that's 7 yards. We averaged 3.1. We had 29 rushing attempts, they had 25. I don't know, how in the hell the Giants got rid of Saquon Barkley? Are they stupid? I mean, Saquon Barkley averaged 8.6 yards a carry, a couple of touchdowns. That dude's fast now. You know, you got to make the catch against Atlanta, and then they win that game. And, you know, it just shows you that cliche, the fine, thin line, whether you win or lose. So you look at a number of areas, the glass is half full, half empty. You know why the glass is still half full? If you could tell me, and we go in Atlanta, I can tell you, what game is more important, beating the Eagles or beating Atlanta in your division?
That divisional foe, man.
Right. And then we're going to play Tampa Bay the first six games. I'm telling you now, you want to win them all. And, you know, you can have a tiebreaker, and they would have it. The Eagles would have it against the Saints. It's NFC. But when you look at it within the division, the game against at Atlanta next Sunday is more important. It just is. No, I'm not trying to sugarcoat what occurred, but if you look at it, the Eagles deserve to win. They were shooting themselves in the foot. I mean, I'm looking at like total first downs. Basically, we've been like 2-1. They were 2-1. 20 first downs, so we had 12. Third down, that was more realistic. What do you think? You know, we were like unbelievable the first two games on third down. We ended up being 46%, 6-13, which I think is, you know, if you're 48.5%, I think then you're amongst the best offenses. Defense, not so much. Instead of giving up 43%, I wish that number was more like 33%. But like Dennis Allen said, you know where we got gash, chunk plays. Because in the red zone, bend but don't break, this is awesome. They were 1 of 3 in the red zone, 33%. That's outstanding. Now, we were 1 of 3 in the red zone, and we've been unbelievable in the red zone. So not so good. So that's a push. We're 1 of 3. They're 1 of 3 in the red zone. But it was a matter of the chunk plays. And at the end, what the hell, we're running into each other? I don't know if it was bad luck. I would have bet, and that's why I don't bet, I guess, your house or whatever.
I got scared money, so I'm not betting either.
No, I was thinking at the end, no, we in a position, we're going to win this type of game because you know why? I trust our defense. But then again, not so fast. You know, Derek Carr only had 130 yards passing. I think he'd have more than that if we're able to run the ball more and utilize in play action. But those days with Kubiak and all, we're not throwing for 300 yards. It's going to be more around 200, 225, I think, if we're getting it done and we still can run the football. I've said this. I think this is outstanding. If we can continue to do this, how we're utilizing Alvin Kamara. If you look, he had like 29 touches. In the passing game, 3 targets, and he caught 3 balls for 40 yards, had 127 total yards. Steve, that's winning football with Alvin Kamara. So I'm going to take that against Atlanta. I think that's productive. We can go in that direction. Now, it might have had crucial penalties at that time, but penalties really didn't come into play. I like the way the officials called the game. They only called 10 total penalties, 7 against the Eagles, 3 against the Saints. So that was something that was, you know, definitely encouraging. I was impressed with, Jalen Hurts. And then you let Jalen Hurts pass the football like he did, considering A.J. Brown didn't play. A.J. Brown's a beast.
Right.
When he plays, the Eagles like always win. When they don't play, they don't win. And then you look at Devontae Smith. All of a sudden, he's knocked out. And then, you know, at times, the tight end exploits us. Oh, did he exploit us? Again,
career day for Goddard.
Now, yeah, it was probably his best in his career.
Yes.
11 targets, and Coach Allen said we knew that they were going to do that, especially even at the end. 11 targets, 10 catches, 170 yards, 17-yard average.
Ouch.
He had that long gain of 61. Devontae Smith, because A.J. Brown's not there to target him 10 times, he had 7 catches for 79 yards. I think this is his best game. When you look at targets, 6 targets, 6 catches, Chris Olave, 86 yards, 14.5-yard average. He had that touchdown. Like I said, Kamara ended up having 3 targets, 3 catches for 40 yards. Now, Derek Carr, you know, unbelievable QB rating. Well, not so much today. I think the Eagles had a lot to do with that. He was 14 of 25, 142 yards, quarterback rating of 69. He got sacked one time, but then you look at Jalen Hurts, 29 of 38. Realistically, when you think about that, usually you don't win when you're throwing like 38 times. But, you know, they almost had to be in that situation. And you look at Hurts also. I thought overall we contained him. He had that one long gain of 21 yards.
Right.
But he only averaged 3.1 yards a carry. I think sometimes we're so worried about him rushing that we didn't really get a pass rush.
No, he had a lot of time back there sometimes.
Yeah, that sugar rush and all that. So that they got to give Jalen Hurts a lot of credit for what he was able to do. Now, looking at defensively, where I thought, the game really was lost, and you might say, "Well, Bobby, what next man up?" I'm telling you, we lost our best offensive lineman.
That was a big one, right?
When we lost McCoy, and the thing is with that, you want to have, the best lineman out there, and you have to have luck. What do I mean with that? With injuries, and you know, look how the Eagles had injuries. So that's just football, but I thought. Their defensive interior line, they dominated. I'm looking at Jalen Carter. Like Mike Dettelier was telling, when he comes to play, he comes to play. He's very disruptive. He ended up having a quarterback hurry, 2 tackles for a loss, 2 passes defended. UGA, Davis, he had a sack, a quarterback hurry, a tackle for a loss. I just thought they had the better of us on the interior, when McCoy went out. But again, that's why. You know, you play the game and you got to say next man up and there's no excuses. And the one thing that when the game unfolded and the way the game was is that, okay, beginning in the fourth quarter, it's like 14 minutes, 55 seconds left. It's 4th and 1. Kamara gets a 0.5 yard. So the Eagles all fired up. Okay.
Definitely missed Taysom Hill this game.
Again, yeah. Okay, 2 people. I'm glad you brought that up. Taysom Hill, because of the power, and Otto went for the field goal then. I'm not second-guessing. It's not in hindsight because McCoy was out.
Right.
If McCoy's playing, then, okay, I could see you going for it. But I think you got to take the points then. The way the ebb and flow of the game, I think you had to take the points then and to take the field goal. Right after that, all of a sudden, Barkley goes for that 65-yard touchdown run, and then we're now losing 7-3. And we, it would have been different. It'd have been 7-6. What would have came about? But you could second guess a number of plays. But I think the one thing defensively, anytime you only give up 15 points, you should win. But like you can't give up those chunk plays, whether it's chunk runs or passes. Whatever occurred, you cannot do that. Now, I don't know if I've ever witnessed this, especially from a cornerback. And a lot of times he was on Devontae Smith. It wasn't just Lattimore. Paulson Adebo, he had 10 tackles, and they were all unassisted. Not a linebacker.
Right.
He had 10 Unassisted tackles, a tackle for loss, pass defended. Honey Badger, I think overall, I think he has a lot left in the tank. He had seven unassisted tackles total, a tackle for loss. He had that big interception in the red zone. He had a pass defended. He also missed a couple of tackles, you know, the big games. The one guy that's consistently playing the best in the to me is Carl Granderson. Carl Granderson is the one that's being disruptive. He had five total tackles, a sack and a half, two quarterback hurries, two tackles for a loss. He forced a fumble.
Right.
And then the one who's getting better, the youngster, Brian Brzee. Brian Brzee, he ended up with two sacks and two quarterback hurries and two tackles for a loss. No, it's a shame that you lose this kind of game. But I'm telling you, it'd be more a shame if we lose to the Falcons. We need them to be the Falcons, you know, hopefully, because it's a division game.
We'll get to scout them again tonight. They're on Sunday Night Football.
Yeah, we get to watch, see what's going to happen. And look at Atlanta. Everyone thought if Saquon catches the ball in the flat, then the Falcons don't have a chance to catch, you know, for Kirk Cousins to drive him down the field
right.
And to win that game. But now we can look ahead as fans do. Okay, I'm telling you right now, we got the next three games. Okay, we play in the Falcons, we play in the Chiefs on Monday night, and then we play in the Tampa Bay.
Right.
I don't even care if we don't beat the Chiefs. I'm telling you, we got to beat Atlanta, and then we got
to
beat Tampa Bay.
Amen to that.
And then you 3-0 in the NFC South.
Exactly.
And then you keep things in perspective. Now, obviously, when you have a game like this, it's an NFC game. This game's more important than when we play the Chiefs. Because you never know about tiebreaks, all right? Because the Chiefs NFC. Are in the AFC and we're in the NFC. But, I tell you what, if you look at it, and we should have a bigger lead, and that's not necessarily the case. When we played in NOLA, counting playoffs and all, we're now 11 wins and 9 losses. So that's basically 500. Now, we're 3-1 in the postseason.
You're saying, is this under Dennis Allen?
No, this is history, Steve. There's too many games. Look,
versus the Eagles.
Yeah, there's 20 games.
Okay,
there's 20 games we've played in New Orleans
okay.
against the Eagles franchise, and we're 11-9.
I'm caught up now.
I would like that, you know, whenever you're at home, you want to be that more to be like 80%.
Sure.
You know, you want that to be like, 16-4 instead of 11-9. But, I tell you what, I was impressed with, you got to give the opposition credit, Saquon Barkley. He not only runs tough, but he's fast. You ain't catching him. When he took off, and I said, man, we ain't catching him.
Dropped the hammer and was gone, like you said. Know,
but that was so frustrating. I was like, what the hell? Did they run a pick play at the end or something?
Frustrating, too. Rashid Shaheed got shut out this game.
Okay, Rashid Shaheed, again, a great receiver, and he had a couple of times to make contested catches.
Couldn't come down.
High point the ball, come down with the ball, and then you come down and you make those great plays, then you make a lot of money. A lot of money. Because, whoa, look at that catch. Oh, look at that. Did you see that catch? And then, but a couple of times where there's been going on our behalf with Rashid Shaheed's been unbelievable. Since Rashid Shaheed came in the league, the only player who's had more chunk plays than him is Tyreek Hill.
Right.
I'm going to say off the top of my head, Charlie, something like 13-9. Well, when I'm talking about like 40 plus yards or something, like a real chunk play. But yeah, so not the best game for Rashid Shaheed to show his grandkids. Because he was targeted 5 times. You know how many catches he had? 0. And he could have had 2 significant chunk plays that didn't happen, with contested catches. But you got to give the Eagles credit because this is an ugly game. They won an ugly game, but they all count the same. You know how we kick the Cowgirls' ass and we kick the Panthers behind? They all count the same. You know, if we'd have won this game and it said, boy, look at the numbers. The Eagles really put it to us, but the Saints won.
Right, the W is the only thing that matters, right.
Yes, it doesn't always say this kind of jokingly. It's not a soccer game or, if the Saints win 3-2, I don't care. Or we kick the field goal and they got a safety.
Whoopity-doo.
You could, like we crushed Dallas, Yeah, you can have that score like you went 3-2. They all count the same. So that's why we need a rebound, how you handle adversity. Going forward, and you got to win on the road in Atlanta. Now, realistically, I think where Atlanta's at and where we're at, I love us to sweep Atlanta. But one thing that has to happen, you have to at least split. So why not have a little lanyard and win at Atlanta? Because the Saints have played good on the road at Atlanta.
Right.
The Houdat Nation represents it in the ATL.
Our home away from home.
Yep. So get a win, and then you're feeling good about yourself again. There's nothing wrong with being humble. You know, you get humbled, how you handle adversity. You got to be a pro. I mean, you can't pout and say, well, woe is me and all that. And you just have to go forward, because what happened the first two games is really not realistic on the NFL level. That's more like top colleges playing like a homecoming game where it's like rent a win. You know, you pay a bunch of money, you give it, somebody, now when you lose that game, but how embarrassing. You give somebody $750,000 and then, you know, you win by 3 or 4 touchdowns, you know, just to help them out, then you get a win. Well, you really don't have that in the NFL. And the bottom line is, I'm still highly encouraged. And why I'm also feeling pretty good, because the Ravens are whipping that Cowgirls' ass. Well, I don't know, what's the score, 14-3 or something? Or is Dallas coming back maybe?
Let's see here.
I gotta look at that.
It's still 14-3. There are about 8 minutes left till halftime.
So halftime, yeah. So maybe it's still a lot of football to play going into halftime. But, you know, I always say this. I wish this would have been the case. You know, Saints win and the Cowgirls lose. But we're going to bounce back. I'm still optimistic.
We got the Bucs loss at least.
Yeah.
Denver won there, and then hopefully tonight, okay, Kansas City takes care of the Falcons.
Yeah. Go Chiefs, go.
Exactly.
Do the tomahawk chop tonight, and go Chiefs, go. We'll whip the Falcons. Who would have thought, realistically, show how the NFL, who would have thought Sean Payton and the Broncos going to go into Tampa Bay? They won handily. I don't know how the game turned out, but look at the score. What was the score in that game, Steve?
Final 26-7 in Tampa Bay for Denver.
What? is the Denver Broncos the Chiefs? Or what? We thought that Denver, they are still rebuilding. So you never know in the NFL. It is that good. And it's just a shame because we had opportunities and we didn't take advantage of the opportunities to win this kind of game. Because, again, I say this. Turnover margin and scoring defense. Now, we didn't do the scoring offense part right to get in the 20s. But wouldn't you take right now going forward, I don't care if we're playing Atlanta, if we play in the Chiefs, if we play in Tampa Bay, anybody in our schedule. Shame on us if we hold somebody to 15 points and we don't win. You know, we came into the game, we were only giving up 14.5 points a game. That was tough. That was fourth best in the league. So we continue to do that. No, you have to win. Just the percentage is going to be in your favor to win. And then you're on the plus side, turnover margin. No, I'm not panicking. It's just a frustrating loss. A frustrating loss is a hard-fought game. But I'm telling you, when we lost McCoy, I'm in the interior. He's our best offensive lineman. And then they dominated in the interior. Their D tackles against our interior.
You heard the
you know who else struggled? Cesar Ruiz. Cesar Ruiz, everybody's bragging on how he was running down the field. Remember, look how fast he's running. Remember against Dallas? And then they were saying, commenting on how, well, I don't care how fast you run. Can you
block
that big son of a gun in front of you? And the Eagles, you got to give them credit.